1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There is a limit on what the federal government can legally borrow, and it is about to reach that with some serious hoops needing to be jumped afterwards.
As the national debt hits its statutory cap, the Treasury Secretary says extraordinary workarounds should stave off default until late spring. Congressional Republicans say they'll demand spending cuts before agreeing to a debt ceiling increase. Here at the White House, that's a non-starter.
We're just not going to negotiate about that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there should be no conditions attached. A first-ever U.S. default could run global bond and stock markets off a cliff. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
On the Weather Watch, a wide snow system's now over the upper Midwest and Plain States after dumping enough on Colorado to cause big highway problems in Denver. Meantime,
California is beginning the slow process of drying out. The rain has pretty much stopped, but many areas, especially the foothills, are still very wet. Mudslides remain a real concern. Numerous rivers, streams, and creeks are still above normal levels, and some roads are clogged with debris and other remnants of the storms.
President
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Biden's heading for California to see for himself on Thursday. After a court appearance, Solomon Pena remains in custody in Albuquerque. He is the former New Mexico Republican political candidate who's now accused of hiring gunmen to shoot into the homes of Democratic rivals.
Doorbell camera video shows the candidate going to another home in search of one of the other Democrats he allegedly targeted.
My name's Solomon Pena. Can I speak with Debbie O'Malley?
The police report contains photos that show Pena with one of the alleged accomplices. Another photo shows that person with multiple guns and ammunition. Investigators say Pena personally took part in at least one of the shootings, but that his gun jammed.
Correspondent Danya Backus. Five men who had been in a county jail in Missouri remain on the loose after escaping.
The St. Francis County Sheriff believes at around 7 p.m. Tuesday, the inmates got to the detention center's roof through a narrow space where plumbing runs through.
KMOV-TV reporter Gabriela Vidal. An electrical substation south of Greensboro, North Carolina, has been damaged by gunfire. This after a December gunfire attack on multiple substations in nearby Moore County. Now, that knocked out power to more than 45,000 customers. This latest attack in North Carolina did not cause that, but
we dispatched a technician out there, and when he got out there, of course, he discovered that multiple pieces of equipment had been damaged.
That's Steve McEachern with Energy United. Family members of Korean War veterans are calling for an investigation after finding missing and misspelled names on the Korean War Veterans Memorial Wall of Remembrance. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, January 19th. In Wood County, the Golden Sands Resource Conservation and Development Council Incorporated will hold a series of meetings by teleconference. First, the Finance Personnel Committee will meet at 9 a.m., followed by the Forestry, Agriculture, Wildlife Committee meeting at 10:15 a.m., along with the Water Resource Committee also at 10:15 a.m. The Regular Business Executive Committee meeting will take place at 11 a.m. The Marshfield Fairground Commission will meet at noon at the 2nd Street Community Center in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Groundwater Citizens Advisory Committee meeting will take place at 7 p.m. at the Portage County Annex. The Stevens Point Historic Preservation Design Review Commission will meet at 6 p.m. Focus Neighborhood Meals has their free sit-down dinner tonight from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at 2321 West Grand Avenue. All are welcome. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Overcast overnight with snow likely. Lows around 27. Northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs around 31. 22 tomorrow night. Chance for snow showers. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Stability and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dominic E-Bone. How you doing, fellas?
Awesome, Crudy. Good to be with you, E-Bone, as well. Our fair audience, happy, happy hump day to us all. Man, this week's flying by.
I'd like to describe it differently, Dom. Today is Why Dom Hates the Audience Wednesday.
Come on, I love the audience. That's so not true.
We've got lots of topics to get to. Today, Dom, Wisconsin Election Commissioner Bob Spindell. Let's go! We'll get to that very shortly. And an hour two, in the happier happy hour. And you can always participate. We love when you participate throughout the course of this big show. But next hour, Tom, I want to talk about a love story, a bromance, if you will. Trump and Biden. It's symbiotic. They need each other. Like no other politicians, perhaps in history, they're linked, linked. So I want to talk about that later. And also, we'll give you a despicable Santos update. So we'll get to that. But, Dom, well, I got to tell you, you, first of all, you often crack me up with your sour saltiness, your profaneness. You know, you and I have a lot in common.
Yes, yes. We've been friends a long time, Michael.
Funny is funny.
Funny. Yes, yes it is.
And you crack me up often. And I'd like to think I, you know, reciprocate.
Yeah, you're not too bad yourself. You're no slouch yourself.
Well, here's what I would say between you and I and, you know, a couple of listeners. Why are you so mean to the audience? We'll get to the politics in a minute. But I'm trying to set a political tone where we're fun, we're approachable. You can disagree with us. We can disagree with each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hug it out. All those things are true.
Hug it out like bros at the end of the day.
And have a drink, smoke a joint. You know, yes, absolutely.
But the first time someone's even modestly critical of this fine product, you lose your freaking mind.
Not true. We've had a few criticisms over the course of, 11 years of this show, Michael? It's not the first time. We've had to block a few trolls on the socials here and there, but nearly not enough, honestly.
We barely scratched the surface. As far as offending people, I've tried. And I think we're just too damn charming for the most part.
Is that what it is? Too damn sexy.
Well, I think people enjoy the camaraderie, even if they disagree with our politics. Hopefully they do. Hopefully they know that they can be apart. But you set this tone in response, and we shared with the audience your recent statement to a listener. And what the listener call us, or specifically probably you, Dom.
Last week we talked about it. So we get this random email from someone whose name is not even like articulated specifically. And this person
Tiny
says,
D, I thought it was
something to the effect that you guys are, I call us, idiots, right?
Unentertaining. Idiots.
Unprofessional.
Unprofessional.
Yes, that was idiots. The term. You are an unprofessional idiot.
Well, at least one of those two descriptors fit you, Dom. You know, you can choose which one.
Well, and I certainly did. And so if you're going to insult me, you should be prepared to get insulted back. It's very simple.
But you didn't just throw a little lob back at the guy. I mean, you went full scorched earth. I had sex with your mom sort of response.
Yes, I did. I did end it. I did a P.S. with I had sex with your mother.
But
yes,
more profanely, more in your face.
Yes, I threw in so profane. I was as unprofessional as I could possibly be because I wanted to make sure that he knew or she that what unprofessional really, really is. And I guess here's the point. Yes, we do have a good time, Kurt. My favorite thing to do in the world is have fun. That is what I strive to do.
Talk trash on the radio.
If we have fun on the show, then we know we had a good show, man. That's what I'm all about. I'm very simple that way. But that doesn't mean I'm a pushover. That doesn't mean you can come up to me and insult me to my face, or that you can randomly send me emails insulting me. Now, maybe sometimes, we let those things go, but then sometimes I don't. Sometimes you gotta make a point. And so I stood my ground. I told the guy to go F himself and call him a POS and that I had sex with his mother. And then he emailed back and said, "Oh, I'm gonna get you kicked off a radio station." I'm like, "How about instead you go eat a bag of
Tiny D's?"
So again, whatever. But here's the point, man. You're gonna troll.
Yes. What is the point?
If you're one of those nut punchers, remember in college, guys used to go around and kind of flip people. If you do that and I knock you the F out, is that reciprocal?
Is that a proportionate response?
Proportionate is a subjective, Crudy. It may be in my mind. So you prepared to get the F knocked out, man. That's it. So now
what happened?
Sends me another email, man. No, so, I'm not even kidding you.
So
my attorneys are putting together a lawsuit against you for slander and verbal abuse. Look at verbal abuse, man. This is FCC. You don't even got the verbal abuse yet. But I did think to myself, should I respond? Should I let it go? We had a little fun. And then I thought my response would be, well, number one, go F yourself. Of course, that's the go-to. But number two, if you're going to sue me and you're going to have to serve papers, for the lawsuit, why don't you send them to your mother's house? I'll be over there. Now, is that wrong? I mean, maybe, but I am not obligated to be nice to a-holes who insult me. Why would I have to be the one to tone it down? You step up, then prepared to get pushed back. That's all I'm saying, man. And it's not the audience. It's just, one particular person at this particular time. I love our audience, man. I love having a good time. I can take the insults generally. But, sometimes I'm just not in the mood.
Clearly, you can't. Clearly, you can't.
You insult me all the time, Crudy.
Well, I try not to do so in a truthful fashion. You know what I mean? If we don't draw blood on the air very often, occasionally.
No, not anymore. When we started out, Crudy, we would turn the mics on. We wouldn't tell each other what we're going to talk about. We'd try to screw the other guy on air because you're not prepared for a topic, so I'm just going to lambaste you with it. That was pretty confrontational back in the day, Mike.
So it was basically, if I can't screw you, I'm going to screw your mom? That's your new attitude? This is the new and improved Salvia?
Oh, man. I'm just saying. If you're going to get involved, you got to be expected to get some pushback. And simply because we are jovial and have a good time and I like to have fun doesn't mean I'm going to be a pushover for a-holes who want to step up and insult me.
Well, as clearly the more responsible and adult member of this partnership, what was my recommendation, Dom?
Don't respond.
Don't respond.
Yeah.
No response at all. Don't feed the trolls. Why would you feed the trolls? What? Let them live under their conspiracy bridges, Dom. You know, like the man's going to go get a lawyer. Well, I'm not saying you couldn't, but I'm just saying, you know, don't feed them. Don't feed the trolls. There are trolls that used to text us.
The fact that you wanted to bring it up and talk about it, isn't this kind of the same thing, man?
Well, let me restate then. Don't put it in writing. Use the proper response mechanism, the mass medias, like we do. Use the radio airwaves.
Yes, then they could call. Anybody could call us. 844-967-2789. We take all callers. And the good news is, at least if you call up on the radio and you insult us a little bit on the radio, and I take exception every once in a while, I have to be FCC compliant in my response so you won't get F-bombed to death.
And I'm less likely to get sued then as your counterpart. We still got the insurance in place, right? The good stuff. The umbrella policy. I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
gotta ask, man. Alice if we're still paying the policy.
Right.
So anyway,
maybe expand the coverages. No, man, but see, that's the thing. And I think maybe because you and I do it and we're jovial about it and we've known each other, what, 30 years, dude? I mean, going a long time. You know, and that's a nice thing about friends is that you have a little more wiggle room, man. You have some permission to be a little more insulting. You know, it's like pulling the pigtails, man. It's how we show we love each other and over all these years. But you don't know me, dude. This guy emailing me, you don't know me. What? So yeah, that was I just had to make an exception to the rule. And I think it's a good statement. I think everyone, and you know, some people are hearing us for the first time, and maybe they think that they can talk to me like you talk to me, Crudy. Well, that's not allowed all the time. You know, sometimes we have to have a little rapport first. You know, kiss me first. You know what I'm saying?
You have threatened me before.
Oh yeah.
I think you were hammer drunk that night. But one night you were going to shoot me in the face, like
shooting in the face. Yes. Yes.
Dick Cheney style. Like, let's go quail hunting, something like that.
And then apologize to me afterwards.
I don't recall an apology. If you'd like to apologize now for your prior...
Oh, no. I have no apologies to give. Ran out of those long time
ago. Yeah, you're all out of...
apologies
and F. A lot of stuff to give, right?
Yep.
You know, we got people lining up. Why would you want the abuse from my audience...
No, man, like, we don't have to take it, man. We don't have to take the verbal abuse from people. You don't have to, oh, you liberal snowflake. Nope. Punch them right back. Punch them harder back. Of course, rhetorically speaking, we don't have to take any of that. And when we do, it's nice. We try to have a good time. But sometimes, if you go around hitting people, you might get knocked out.
Yeah, but you're the guy at the secret location. I'm sitting right here 3 feet from the glass. For all I know, Tiny D's going to come call it on me.
If you're mad at me, take it out on Crudy.
You can find me at Dom's mom's house. Come back with us. We are the Dom's. Or right here in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Come back for a bus.
Can you punch that, baby?
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your faces wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct,
Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Snow likely overnight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 32. Easterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 39. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 26. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Mother.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. We'll go there at 844-967-2789. Crudy, this.
No, I just got the joke. You know, it took me a second longer. I was like, oh, mother. I get it. Mother.
Remember the movie Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino, right?
I love that movie.
Great movie, right? And the dialogue is just so fantastic. And John Travolta and Samuel Jackson, and they're going to, when you first meet the characters, and they're talking some, you know, some gangster stuff. Man, hey, you know, Marcellus Wallace, he's the crime boss. He threw Rocky Horror off of a balcony because he, you know, apparently gave his wife a foot massage. And then they started talking about a foot massage. I mean, that seems to be an overreaction to toss a guy off of a balcony for giving your wife a foot massage. And the point was, well, he must have expected a response. Now, maybe he didn't expect the response that he got, but he must have expected a response. So there you go.
So who are you saying gave your wife a foot massage, man? If the guy was touching your wife's feet, I could see where this anger would well up from. But, you know, these are the conversations Dom and I typically have off air. Normally, we're talking about the politics on air. Maybe we'll get there. Maybe. I did want to mention the sports. Bucky got back in the win column last night, beat Penn State. Makes me feel better. You were quite concerned. Crudy, not wearing his hat. Where's your hat, Crudy?
Yeah, where's the hat, man? Right here,
man. I got the red hat.
All right. Well, and the Bucks, not just Bucky, but my Bucks, they won last night too, man.
You know, I'm trying to uplift the image of yours truly and perhaps this fine program and maybe in the greater Civic Media Network. I've been wearing sport coats, button-up collars, all that stuff, Don. Ooh,
nice. Looking sharp, young man.
Well, and then you go and wreck it by having utter disdain for the first guy that disagrees with you.
You know, the only true.
Utter disdain I ever like to publicly display. Well, there's CJ. I see you calling. And Ohio State Buckeyes. And their fans.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Not so much basketball, just the football fans.
What about the Bears, right? I thought, you know.
Well, they're so pathetic. How do you hate on a team?
Yeah, right.
When you own their ass,
NFC
man.
NFC North.
You know, that's like the bully hating the kid he beats up. You don't hate him. You feel like he's pathetic. You can't hate the Bears.
Very empathetic of you, Michael.
844-967. Let's get to the audience. They want to chastise you. Jeannie might want to give you a spanking. Jeannie, welcome from Eau Claire, beautiful part of the state.
Hey, Jean.
Thank you very much. And we're looking forward to getting to Eau Claire, too, because you guys are lovable and adorable. And I've been listening to you for over 10 years. I mean, you guys are great. And God darn it, you know, you guys let people get a lot get by with a lot of abuse. And I'll tell you something. We need some role models to stand up to that abusive behavior.
Dom is not a role model, Gene.
Yeah, that's true.
You both are role models. Knock it off. I mean, you guys care. You care about our state. You care about our country. You've worked your butts off. God darn it, it's okay to let a little steam off now and then, because I've heard some of those callers, and I get furious, and I already made my call, so I can't call back. So, you know, Dom, good for you. Sometimes you got to let them have it, because you're giving it to that person for all of us, because when he insults the things that you do, he's insulting all of us, and you're standing up for us, because we care, and that's why we listen, because you guys are great. So please hold your heads high, and you do not have to raise the image of what you are, because you are real, honest, and have integrity. And thank you so much, guys. I don't mean to get so mushy, but that's the way I feel. So thank you again, and that's okay, Dom. Now and then you just got to let some steam off, because they deserve it. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thank you, Jeannie. Great point. Absolutely. When you insult the host, you insult the audience, man.
844-967-2789. I would point out the show that Tiny D was directly responsive to was the Scott Walker butt plug show. It was not our highest and most professional moment on the airwaves, Dom. Well, you know, you can see there might be some reaction like, what? And then someone says, you're unprofessional idiot. And you go and prove them right. 844-967-2789. We'll get to the politics sooner or later. Andrew from D-Town. How you doing, Andrew?
Motown. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. One of the greatest pieces of advice I ever got in my life was, what anybody thinks about you is none of your business. But and don't let them take up any space in your head that they're not paying rent for. But you guys being on the radio, vent on the radio, because that last segment was hilarious. And something else, if they're coming after you, it's because you are professionally doing your job just right. So one last thing, we need civic media here in Detroit. Please, please, please. Thanks, guys.
Andrew, I would tell you, if we ever grew, Michigan would be one of my top five targets. And if I'm coming to Michigan, I'm coming to D-Town, baby.
Oh, got to go to Motown. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Love, love, love to be back in my old stomping grounds. You know, I was born in Livonia, Andrew, so I got love for the D-Town.
Out on the 8 Mile, Dom.
Oh, how about there?
Mama's trailer. Did you trash talk the people till you got thrown out of the state or what?
You're thinking Eminem, man. 844-9... we're not going to have enough time. 844-967-2789. We will get to the rest of our callers, but we want to make sure we give you enough time to respond, I guess, to join us in our frivolity, blow off some steam, as Jeannie says. 844-96-PARTY.
You know, I'm going to direct mine at Bob Spindell. I'm going to rage at that guy, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, Republican, fraudulent Trump elector, and proud of the voter suppression efforts of Republicans in the last elective cycle. That's what draws my ire, my rage. I love the audience. Dom's the one that hates you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We all love you. I just love you a little more. 844-967-2789.
Nothing to worry about. I'm a professional.
The Shaw 101 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes! Yeah! I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. In Wisconsin Rapids, the westbound lane on the East Riverview Expressway is closed between 1st Street South and 2nd Avenue South. The Holtger Brothers utility contractor is installing fiber optics. Traffic will be shifted to the inside westbound lane of East Riverview Expressway. The closed lane is expected to reopen by Wednesday, January 25th. The Wildwood Park and Zoo in Marshfield is mourning the death of Smokey, an almost 12-year-old timber wolf. Preliminary findings show he died of a heart attack from natural causes. Smokey had been with the zoo since 2015 when he was transferred with his two siblings, Malachi and Luna. Zoo staff say Smokey was always a favorite of visitors because of his beautiful coloring and silly antics. He was often the first to howl back at sirens, and he will be greatly missed. The other wolves in the pack are adjusting well, but will continue to be monitored by zoo staff. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A winter storm warning continues until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Overcast overnight with snow likely. Lows around 27. Northeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs around 31. 22 tomorrow night. Chance for snow showers. 5 to 10 inches of snow overnight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
I think her name is Jeannie Cartoon. I think she's a cartoon character from Disney. But
hey, you start messing with Jeannie, I'm going to come and...
You guys...
Don't mess with Jeannie.
Yeah, Jeannie is a princess from Disney, man. That's what Jeannie is.
You know, Bob Swindell, he is amazing, and he's right. We convinced enough minorities that the Democrat Party has been crapping on them for 40 years, holding them down. So they finally figured it out, and they didn't vote Democratic. What a beautiful thing. And all done by truthful negative ads that proved exactly what your candidates were and who they
were. And where were they run, CJ? Where were they run? Where would you run those ads?
To defund the police. And they believe in it, but only when they get caught, they deny it. So, finally, the truth...
CJ, you had your piece. Now, I would like to respond and ask you a question. Do you think it is incumbent for elected officials, and everybody, that you would want everyone's vote? You want everyone to have the opportunity to vote. Do you think that's something that everybody, regardless of party, should strive for?
Every legal voter, yes, Dom. I believe every legal voter.
Okay, now, thank you. And I appreciate it, and I agree with that. Now, when you engage in a pattern of practice and activity to suppress voting, to make it difficult to vote, to suppress the vote. CJ, do you think that's a good thing?
Well, let me explain how. You asked how? The drop boxes, CJ.
Don't match up. They had record turnout.
That's not true, CJ.
Don't match up with your claim.
Well, now I got to end your call, CJ, because I'd like to speak to the truth of the matter. The representation made by the guy you're supporting, Bob Swindell, is that Republican efforts, including those of the courts, helped to suppress from 2018 to 2022 about 37,000 Black and Latino votes in the greater Milwaukee metro. Now, we've talked about the fact the margin of victory for Ron Johnson over Mandela Barnes, a Black candidate that presumably in a very Democratic area that Bob Swindell's bragging about the fact it's primarily Black, one would hope that Mandela Barnes could have earned some of those votes if they'd have turned out. But it wasn't just the negative ads on Black Talk Radio. That's where they were targeted, which is very cynical at best, CJ. It was also the efforts to make it harder to vote, to make it harder to early vote, to end things like locked, secured drop boxes, to make it harder to... be indefinitely confined. There are plenty of things that we could argue about whether or not you should drop a voter ID on. But when the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, I heard it from Dale Schultz's mouth, the twice elected Republican majority leader in the Senate, came off the floor of the Senate in 2014, CJ, 9 years ago, and told us he was done defending his party. They were done trying to win elections on good ideas. And they were attacking the machinations of the vote. And part of the Bob Swindell bragging, CJ, is bragging about using the courts to make it harder for people that want to exercise the franchise of the vote to do so. So when the guy's bragging, that's not anything to pat him on the back for, CJ. What your party is effectively doing is using the courts, using litigation when legislation when possible, to make it harder for other people to vote. And you rationalize it. Well, everyone should have a voter ID. Then why in conjunction with the voter ID law in our state, and I don't mean Indiana where it was rolled out. When they rolled it out in Indiana, they made it easier to get an ID. When they rolled it out in Wisconsin, they made it a hell of a lot harder for people to get a simple voter ID, CJ. This isn't about making it harder to cheat. This is about suppressing votes that aren't going to vote for your team, CJ. So, you know, there's a good reason. You won D-Bag of the Year for 2022, sir.
Because congratulations.
Because you'll be supportive of those efforts, CJ. The right answer is, yeah, man, may the best candidate win. Regardless of it, if it's my team or your team, CJ, whoever garners the most votes, it shouldn't be my effort to keep your votes from, you know, we're not supposed to be playing defense here. Everybody gets the vote and then we count them. At least that's the way it should be. You should get a little disdain. You know, CJ's mom's address? Go to her place for a bit.
See, come on, man.
You get a bad reputation for getting around mom's house. 844-967-2789. Jake from Eureka. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, I guess it's a party. Hey, guys. I guess it's a party at CJ's mom's house. One of these nights, you guys need to do a live show in the safe harbor hours when, you know, those four-letter words are not a problem. Because, you know, according to that George Carlin lawsuit from way back, from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., you know, you can say anything you want. There's not going to be any FCC regulation between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. People can say all the four-letter words they want. That's a show I want to hear one day is from you guys. Is CJ calling in and getting disposed of properly late at night? And you got to say exactly what you want to say.
And his mama, too, and the horse he rode in on.
But speaking of that conservative jerk, since Don brought up Ving Rhames' Marcellus Wallace quotes from Pulp Fiction earlier, here's my favorite Marcellus Wallace quote going out to CJ. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy? You know, these Republicans have become the official party of hillbillies. And they expect, you know, us to get behind and follow them and simply, you know, lay down whenever they want to take away our rights or try to see to it that minorities can't vote. Jesus Christ, it's 2023, folks. Where do these Republicans think they can get off saying this publicly and it's not going to come back to haunt them in 2024? I guarantee you that Swindell idiot is going to be the guy the Republicans wish would have shut up, because they're going to lose next year because people are going to come out and vote because they're sick of this fascist nonsense from the right-wing racist Republican Party.
Jake, appreciate your call. I got a headline that perhaps speaks to this issue. Judge strikes down Matt Gaetz's claim voter suppression is free speech. There is a case going on. Two far-right social media influencers were arrested in 2021 after working online to suppress votes targeting people of color in 2016. Sound familiar? Little parallel here? Things aren't going well in court for them, however. Douglas McKay, a.k.a. Ricky Vaughn, 31 of West Palm Beach, was charged by criminal complaint in the Eastern District of New York, the Justice Department said in a release after the arrest. He was taken into custody in West Palm Beach and made his initial appearance before the U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart in the Southern District of Florida. According to the allegations in the complaint, the defendant exploited a social media platform to infringe on one of the most basic and sacred rights guaranteed by the Constitution, the right to vote, according to Nicholas McQuaid, Acting Assistant Attorney General of the Justice Department's Criminal Division. This is his statement. This complaint underscores the department's commitment to investigating and prosecuting those who would undermine citizens' voting rights. Mackey is a white nationalist troll that has built his profile as a pro-Trump activist named Ricky Vaughn. Mackey's lawyers had two motions before the court, one to change the venue from the Eastern District of New York and a motion to dismiss the charges because his right to tweet whatever he wants falls under the First Amendment. The judge ruled Wednesday, that's today, Dom, that both of those motions are being denied. Defendant McKay's motion to dismiss the indictment is denied. The court finds first that a reasonable jury could hold under any one of several theories that it was reasonably foreseeable that tweets from a Manhattan-based Twitter personality with thousands of followers could reach or pass through a judicial district as large as the Eastern District of New York, and that the venue was therefore properly laid in the district. You know, do you have the proper venue? Yes, they do. Finally, 18 U.S.C. 241, as applied in the indictment, does not, as a matter of law, violate the First Amendment because, although the case involves false utterances, it is at its core about conspiracy and injury, not speech. To the extent that the case does implicate the First Amendment, it is constitutional under the standard false utterances set forth in the Supreme Court in U.S. v. Alvarez. Although defendant Mackey contends that the false utterances are protected as satirical speech, that is an issue of fact for a jury. A little bit more. You got it, Dom? Help me out
here. Pardon me. I'll jump in here, Crudy. Mackey is accused of making ads that encouraged voters of Hillary Clinton to text their vote. If they did, they should think that their vote was officially cast. That is a lie. The complaint said that Mackey tricked about 5,000 people into miscasting a Hillary Clinton ballot. National security expert and legal commentator Marcy Wheeler pointed out that Rep. Matt Gaetz has been one of the biggest advocates of what he calls freedom of speech, but at all costs. Here's a quote from Gaetz. The First Amendment doesn't exist to protect comfortable speech. It exists to protect uncomfortable speech. If we can't have the freedom to express ourselves online, what's the point of the First Amendment anyway? Mackey's antics are the same kind of activity that is the heart of a great deal of FBI reports to Twitter in 20 and 2024. Wheeler pointed out, Gaetz and other Republicans in Congress have taken issue with the FBI reaching out to Twitter to report possible illegal activity or activity that violates the Twitter terms of service. Twitter CEO Elon Musk has been promoting such emails and contact as an example of federal government overreach. One such email he posted was from 2022 after he took over the platform. The San Francisco office of the FBI suggested a ban on a few accounts for what they said they believed were violations of Twitter under Musk's leadership. Three of the four accounts are still suspended.
I would point out this activity, and this is clearly a conspiracy to mislead people, to get them, to disenfranchise them, to burn their votes, right? They text them in, they've been misled, and it cost about 5,000 votes. Well, Bob Spindell, the elections commissioner right here in the great state of Wisconsin, is claiming that Republicans suppressed in 4 years from the last term to the new term, same guy on the ballot, Mandela Barnes, right? He was the lieutenant governor, now he's the senatorial candidate, yet 37,000 blacks less voted for the top of the ticket for this senatorial candidate. That's a lot more than 5,000 votes. And Dom, there are Democrats that are saying, Spindell, man's got to go. They're calling for his removal from the Elections Commission. Now, I would point out the inopportune things he said, he is protected by free speech. I don't think what he is specifically describing is illegal. But I would say he, of course, is an elections commissioner. It's perhaps, you know, a little gauche to say the quiet part out loud. But what Bob Spindell should be removed from his position for, Dom, and perhaps even, you know, criminally charged, incarcerated, if convicted, is for being a fraudulent Trump elector, for committing fraud, for trying to overturn the outcome of the electoral process in the United States of America. The guy wanted to overturn the freaking election. That is a freaking crime that I'd go over to Bob Spindell's mom's house over. Come back, more Devils.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Cardinal put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 32. East winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers, high of 37. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow night, 26. About an inch of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789. Accruti, unfortunately, this attitude that the Republicans have taken, as exampled by Spindell, is not a new attitude, certainly, right? Nor by these court cases. This has been going on for a long time. And I would point to you to 1980, way back in the day, Accruti, Paul Weyrich. Remember that cat? This conservative, father of the right-wing movement, co-founder of the Heritage Foundation, right, the Moral Majority, all that stuff in the 80s. He did a speech in Texas back in 1980 where he said this, quote, "Now, many of our Christians have said what I have, what I call the goo-goo syndrome. Good government. They want everybody to vote. I don't want everybody to vote. Elections are not won by a majority of people. They never have been from the beginning of our country, and they are not now. As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections quite candidly goes up as the voting populace goes down." Paul Weyrich, conservative activist back in 1980, and that attitude is still pervasive today.
844-967-2789. Luke from Chicago. Welcome, Luke. What do you got for us?
Hey, Luke.
Hey, yeah. How's it going? I wanted to contribute to this a little bit and respond about what this is. You know, it's not that people are working for your vote. They're just dismissing an entire community of people saying, we don't care if you vote at all. In fact, we just don't want you to vote. There's an example, as it played out here in Illinois during the last election for governor. Jamie Pritzker, the Democratic governor, was running against whack job Darren Bailey from downstreet, right-wing nut job. All throughout the south side and the west side, which were in the predominantly black neighborhoods, these signs went up. Now, Darren Bailey's name was not on the sign, but all these signs said very explicitly in yellow and black, so they kind of looked like a street sign or like a road construction sign, "Black kids dying, J.B. Pritzker lying." Another one said, "JB must pay." Now, Darren Bailey's name was not on these signs, but the message is pretty clear. He's not asking for people in these neighborhoods to vote for him. He just doesn't want these people to vote. And it's very dismissive, and it's racist. And the fact that people can't acknowledge that, well, that's what that party's all about. And that's my response to CJ.
Well, I think he probably doesn't want to look in the mirror and say, I'm racist and I agree with these policies. But Luke, call a spade, man. We hear it. We see what their policy choices are. And they can claim, well, you know, we have the legal right to be partisan. We have the legal right to say whatever we want to say. That doesn't make it right, of course, sir.
Right. And I think that the difference here with your situation in Wisconsin is that you've got actual political functionaries, election commissioners, Spindell, whoever he is, actually admitting to contributing to this process, whereas the way this happened with the situation in the governor's race, it was obviously a dark money group supporting Darren Bailey, never put his name on these signs, but it was obvious what it was about.
Luke, let me read aloud the quote. This first came out at Urban Milwaukee, an online daily. Bruce Murphy, a fine journalist, friend of ours. Here is the quote. In the Black and Hispanic areas, we can be especially proud of the city of Milwaukee, 80.2% Dem vote, casting 37,000 less votes than cast in the 2018 election, with a major reduction happening in the overwhelming Black and Hispanic areas. He went on to say more. He went on to say, this great and important decrease in Democratic votes in the city was achieved by implementing, and here are the words of a Wisconsin elections commissioner, Republican, if you didn't know, Bob Spindell, well-thought-out, multifaceted plan that included a substantial and very effective Republican coordinated election integrity program, resulting with lots of Republican paid election judges and trained observers and extremely significant continued court litigation. That's the kicker at the end there. That's the voter suppressive part. They made it harder to vote frickin' again in the state of Wisconsin. He also bragged about how biting Black radio negative commercials played a role in decreasing turnout. 844-967-2789. Tom, you had a thought?
Briefly here, Crudy, from Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel reporting on this. It's not just what Spindell did. It's what are the Republicans saying? Well, these Republican in the Senate, LeMahieu, has not responded to the criticism of Spindell or calls to remove him from the Election Commission. In an interview with the Journal Sentinel earlier this month, he said he was happy with Spindell in the commission. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who does not have the power to remove Spindell, said Tuesday he wasn't familiar with the comments about Milwaukee turnout. His quote, I'll be honest, I didn't read what his comments were. I read the press story later, so I'd have to go back and look at exactly what he said. So it's hard for me to comment. He's not my appointee. Brian Schimming, the Republican Party state chairman, said Spindell's comments explain the party's strategy of converting traditional Democratic voters. And here's what Schimming had to say. We've been active in Milwaukee, and I have been on the board with Bob Spindell for a lot of years. He's been the chief proponent of increased activity in Milwaukee in the minority community. So perhaps his statements weren't as artfully put as they could be, but I don't doubt that what he means is that we are going to continue to work those neighborhoods and other neighborhoods in Milwaukee, Schimming told Wisconsin Public Television.
844-967-2789. Bob, our Hoosier buddy. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good.
Well, I noticed that whenever CJ calls, I have a burning desire to return the call. The only thing I can say to CJ is, remember, you are the D-bag of the year. Point two, why does Swindell rhyme with Lindell? Is that a coincidence? I don't know.
It's actually Spindell, but someone else also pointed out to us on Messenger, it does rhyme with Swindell.
Well, Swindell, again, Lindell. My point number three, to your email antagonist, if he could call me and give me his mom's phone number, I'd be interested. You know, I'm old and lonely, man. So
I hear Tiny D's mom's been a popular woman.
Oh, that's terrible. What have we started? Thanks for the call, Bob.
Let's get off of mothers. I just got off of yours.
No. Wow, way to be professional, Michael. Way to step up the game. But hey, the good news is you got a button-down shirt and you're wearing a sport coat, so it's all good. You throw a tie on, you look like you're doing court.
Dominic, hour two, the happier happy hour. Be happy, man. No more angry tirades.
All right. I'll
be happy. Great radio. And I'm going to talk about the symbiotic nature, the bromance. Not yours and mine, or yours and Tiny D's. But Trump and Biden, they need each other. Come back hour two. We'll all hug it out. At Tiny D's mom's house.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 9.